This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from the John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster. Grub time.
It is, yes. How are you?
And it's a bit of smoky duck.
Smoky duck. All right, well, duck, now a slow cook the duck. So duck legs, John, which are great. They're cheap. Just put them into a dry pan, no oil, and let them. Yes, good. And just put them into the pan, and when they're nice and golden, I added some onion and some ginger and a bit of garlic, and then we've got and some celery because I like celery.
So you still have the fat of the duck,
then you're frying up your vegetables in the
duck.
So you're no other oil in the pan, so it's catching fire. But anyway, and then date molasses, which is just molasses made from dates, and then some soy sauce and some vinegar, bit of water into the oven, and just forget about it, John, and then take the skin off and shred the duck, and that's what you get here. And that's the meat from four duck legs, which is quite a lot.
That's two ducks,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, and then you've got these lovely juices left over. And that's sort of sweet and sour and spicy with the ginger. And then in the pan, I've got some oil heating up, and I want to put in some ginger here. So just nice, finely chopped ginger. And then I'm going to put some pak choi into this. So I always pak choi, two vegetables. So just shred the bottom bit so it's white in the bottom.
Yeah.
Shred
don't
that.
We grow this here now, pak choi?
We've always grown, you know, this has been, because I remember when I sort of moved back here quite a few years ago and got pak choi, you know, in the Asian supermarket, and I thought this must be flown in from Hong Kong, but it was actually brought up from Glaryford. So there's a guy called Robin Cherry who grows it in a big, massive greenhouse in Glaryford. So there you are. So it's local pak choi. So give that a nice... So that's the green bit in there. Just give that a nice toss around. I've got some grated courgette. And I'm using courgette because I had a courgette lying at the bottom of the fridge. You know that? So,
yeah.
So you don't have to put that in, but I thought, you know...
Just before it goes.
Just so you don't have to put courgette. You could put... anything you have lurking at the bottom of the...
Oh no, not anything.
Not anything. Well, anything edible.
Yeah.
You know, not the fermented stage. So then you're left with the lovely green bits of the pak choi. So we've got the bottom bit. So you want this nice and crunchy. So then we'll just shred that up really quite fine. And then that goes into the pan at the end.
So all you want for that bit is you just want it to wilt.
That's just a wilt. Just nip that over and let that just...
Tossing away the
vegetables. And then we've got some basmati rice here. So that's the base. Yeah, that's good. Good, Rose, lovely.
You like rice?
Good, yeah.
Sometimes it's curry at school.
Oh,
but it's
nice curry.
Though, but I think I'll try and do some alfred, but I think it'll be a good spice.
Try the rice. I think it's going to be lovely.
It's not too spicy. No, it's not too spicy, definitely not. And then, so that wee bit there is cooked now, John. That's our veg bit.
That's so quick.
So that goes in. I mean, this is loads, and it's four duck.
Yeah.
And then so that goes in, and we'll put in our cooked duck meat. So that goes in.
So this is the dry duck meat now.
That's
without
the
without the sauce.
And then the sauce goes in, and this all gets mixed up. You know, see that, and you see, you know, when you get onions and ginger cooked and a bit of duck, you know, that's lovely. So
you wouldn't get a reaction like that on the stage of the Lyric Theatre. Like, no. May McFetridge has worked for years at the Phantom again. Audience is to do that.
I mean, these are these mixed seeds you get. You know, you put them in your yogurt, but I like them on a salad. I think you like it. So there's pumpkin seeds and sunflower. So just nice bit of oil in the pan.
And so heat these them
in.
Up too.
Yeah, heat them up. Wee bit of smoked paprika, which you don't have to, but I just really like a wee bit of, because this gives the nice smokiness to it. And we just really cook those down, John, until they pop.
Yeah.
So then we'll dig in and get all the rice coated and the duck. And I think the thing we do in this country, we sort of think you have to have loads and loads of meat, but this is just the meat. If you get good, nice duck leg, which is really flavoursome, it'll really permeate through the whole thing. What'd you say?
Rose is doing an impersonation of a duck now.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
The quack, so, quack.
And apologies to any vegetarians, listen. So those seeds have popped, Joan, so that's them ready. They let you know. Give that a wee... And then that just gets sprinkled over the top. And that's us there. And thank you, Marcus.
Marcus, you're a gentleman. Thank you very much. Look at that. And a napkin as well. Wow. Thank you. So this is smoky duck leg, shredded duck leg with rice, courgettes, pak choi, ginger, spring onion and smoky seeds. It smells delicious.
And it's just, you know... If you have the rice and you have the duck and then just whatever else is floating around, so it doesn't have, you know, if you, but I would, sometimes, you know, do you ever, if you use half a cabbage, or is that just me? There's always half a cabbage left, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then this is a good thing to do. And hot cab, you know, just really quick wilted cabbage instead of the pak choi, but.
That is stunning.
Do you like it?
I cooked it for about 2 hours. Right, okay. So just, you know, it's how long is a piece of string. Yeah. Just depends on the duck leg, you know. So cover them with tin foil or put them in a... Yes.
Put them in a chef.
Put them in a hot... You know, one of those big, nice cast iron pots. But just leave them. Right. And the thing about... I would always sort of tend if I'm doing something like that to do a good bit of it. And then you've got everything you can put.
That's beautiful. That's perfect for the day like today.
Isn't it?
It really
is. It's kind
and
of
it's
hot.
Sweet.
And
it's not, well, it's, there's a wee kick after, about 10 seconds after from the paprika. But other than that, it's sweet. And
I've got some chilli oil if anybody wants to go a bit hotter today.
Go hardcore.
No, yeah, go hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah,
you can do that. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.